Hello and welcome to this exploring session of Somebody and Others, or The Spoiling of Lady Verity, or Somebody, Avarice and Minister, or whatever you like, really, dated to around 1547 to 1550-ish, though the play could have been written as early as the 1530s or as late as 1560s. Those are sort of the limits, but people are thinking that it's printed around 1550 and it's probably around about then. It is apparently an adaptation of a French play, which I've not seen, and I've not really got the ability to read French well enough, even if I did, though if any of you have a digital edition of that play lurking about, it'll be lovely to see it. I haven't found anything online. As with all these sessions, it's probable that we've head off on a few wrong scents here, especially regarding the nature of Minister, who I have to own up I dismissed in the recording as definitely not a clergyman, as someone trying to get into and to undermine the clergy. But while I think I'm wrong there, we did bring up some inconsistencies in the logic of the action, and I think that's quite an important thing to acknowledge, though it wouldn't take too much hand-wavium to clear that issue. That said, we assumed in the recording that the labelling of the part of Somebody, as a character called Somebody, who appears at the beginning of the play and then in the text appears again later, we immediately went, no, it can't be Somebody, it's got to be somebody else. Ah! And it should be Simony, which definitely seemed right at the time, and still does, frankly, listening back and having a quick look at the text again. But Simony is not actually listed as a part in the various guides I have consulted since the recording. So when I say that it's my error in the recording, it actually wasn't an error. I didn't transpose two characters' names. That is apparently how the text and that character is presented, and it just didn't make any sense to our eyes. All that being said, I really do need to look at the French play to see how maybe we're missing something very obvious. And there are many more questions than answers. You can go to the show notes to find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into this play. It was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars sometime in 2019. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring sessions play one day will be released, and as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. As there is an analogue to this play, we could substitute a reasonably close approximation of the rest of the text, possibly. So, submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes, or you can email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Somebody and Others by Anonymous. Enjoy. Okay, so we have a number of fragments. We are running out of fragments. We are almost at the end of the journey of fragmentary drama. These are the last really fragmentary fragments. They've got a couple of others that are quite chunky fragments that are basically almost an entire session in themselves. So this is a play known as, variously, Somebody and Others. It has other titles, but that's just simply because somebody looked at, presumably, the characters. It's got somebody in it, and it's got some other people. There are four people speaking, and as with some of these fragments, I have deliberately not attempted to put in additional punctuation. So there may be missing full stops. So you may sort of run on and find that you should have stopped at the end of a line and kept on. I've noticed generally with these things that most thoughts sort of fill a two-line unit and then maybe a two-line extension. That seems to be a pattern, but I don't know. This is dated a little later. I've got the date here, question marks, somewhere between 1550, 1560. So
we're in that weird sort of dancing around Edward, Mary, Elizabeth. Okay, so I'm assuming that the first speaker is Minister. Who would like to be Minister? Liz, you've just nominated yourself. Congratulations. Now, Avarice, you're going to refer to yourself as she, even though you're almost certainly a he. So that's a future note. That's probably wrong. Somebody, who'd like to be somebody?
I'll do that.
You want to be somebody. Everybody, I'm sure, does.
Be a change.
Mark, you can be Avarice. Okay. And then Verity, I don't think says very much at all. Turns up at the very end. So I'll do Verity. Okay, Minister, question mark, if you could begin with the end of a line.
I promise thee I will thee curse.
As for that, I shall not be the worse of a penny, for I pass not on it yet, nor yet of your curse, saving your honour. And for all this to profit is no more possible than for to drink in a quibble. Is he not worthy pasturage to lead, that hath no science neither to write nor read? It is no longer time here for to commune. I will be gone till a space opportune.
And question mark exit. I'm going to make us go back and do that again. So there's obviously the loss of a word at the end of a line, presumably to rhyme with yet. So, and curse saving your honour and it. Quizzable?
Quibble.
Questionable.
Yeah, because we got the original word on the side there. So the F could be an S. It could be an F. But quiffable. Quaffable? For to drink it in a quaffable? Is that maybe a thing? I genuinely don't know, and there's almost no data to help. As somebody almost immediately exits, I'll say officially now you can double as Verity later on.
Okay.
So, but I'd like to try that one again. Do we think we know what's going on there? Somebody's being cursed by Minister, is that? And he goes off in a huff. Do we think that's what's going on?
Well, I get the impression, as for that I shall not be the worse of a penny, is basically sod you, sunshine.
Yeah.
Well, it says he's not going to be any the worse for
your
curse.
No, basically, you know.
Somebody. He's just going, bing! Your curses do me no harm. Bing! Let's try that one again. Minister from the top.
I promise thee, I will thee curse.
As for that, I shall not be the worse of a penny, for I pass not on it yet, nor yet of your curse, saving your honour, in an... For all this to profit is no more possible than for to drink in a quizzable. Is he not worthy pasturage to lead, that hath no science neither to write nor read? It is no longer time here for to commune. How will we gone till a space opportune?
Was here any strife or business that I heard between you express? Would anybody do you injury, noble lord? Tell me hardily. Fear not. Do not your honour recoil. For I am she that most often doth rule over the people. My name is Avarice.
Oh, mint gentleman of right high price, I have been wont in soul and body to the people troth to show openly, late to go to rest, and early for to rise, honour and goods daily to acquise, to be served, and not for to serve reverence and praise, for to conserve with benefices, to live in a state, rich lodgings and victuals delicate. Rule set wines?
I think it's dulcet.
Dulcet.
I deliberately didn't change the spelling on that to modernise it. I wasn't sure.
I would go with dulcet.
Yeah, it does seem to work, doesn't it?
Well, it's kind of sweet, isn't it?
Yes, sweet wines.
Dulcet wines and pompous array, without travail, for to rest, always save only to keep my benefice. But verity to my prejudice is contrary to me in all thing, and would have me change my living, which doth grieve me inwardly.
Full inwardly, yes. It's so you, minister, have problems with verity, virtue. And Avarice obviously is on your side, I think. So it's an interesting question of what we mean by minister. I don't know yet. I've had various thoughts on this, but we'll come to that later.
Would you pick a minister who's supposed to be a representative of truth and honesty to show how tempted he is to...
Well, that's the thing, is that it's almost feels more like sinister minister.
The sinister minister.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we're not talking like a government minister or something like that, or even necessarily a religious minister. It feels more like an abstract concept that has the meaning of the word means something that I don't
know. I'm just wondering whether it, in fact, is a minister in the sense of a minister of religion. Mm. But who happens to belong to whichever faith group happened to be out of favour at that point.
Well, yeah.
It's a corrupt clergyman.
It's definitely either or there.
Let's see if there's more clues, because I don't think we've got enough data. Anyway, okay. Avarice confirms... I think you're about to confirm that you're on his side. Let's see where it goes. There's a missing line in a moment, by the way.
Right, is that... So I just say I and then go on to the next
one. Yeah, so okay. I, big pause.
Okay. Noble Lord, alas, and why I, all your doings to Diffinal?
I didn't know how to gloss that, so it could be it could be a sort of dismal. Disanol? Diffamol? Because it could be an F, it could be an S.
Yeah.
Okay. I genuinely don't know.
Okay. All your doings too dismal. I marvel that she dare set her mind against you once to be unkind. For if that she did, as is her duty, only with the twinkling of your eye she ought afore you to shake, of your dignity grudge for to make. It is the people that should go bare, poorly, needy, and of ill fare. Truly, if ye will do by my device, ye shall do verity no more service. I have found one better to your pay.
Good sir, avarice, my thought, is alway how to procure profit. Ooh. And in my heart I have great spite that verity should meet contrary. Therefore I pray you heartily, provide for me another mistress.
That I will do with my business. I promise you, and bring her hither. She and I will come both together. Sister, Simony, our Lord, you save. For to find you great joy I have. Go with me, good gentle sister, for to comfort good minister. He hath forsake verity, and I think verily that he would have you to his lover and mistress, and you to be his governess. Come on, we will hear his advice.
Ooh, this is somebody again.
If he will come into my service, he shall lack no goods at all.
I don't think that can be somebody. That must be Simony, surely. Maybe I've just made
I think that is Simony.
That must be Simony. I assume that's just my error when I was tidying up the manuscript. So, you've got to be somebody else again. So, Simony, a lady of ill repute, I suspect, here. I'm getting the impression here.
Yes, well, it's one this of the cardinal gang of, sins.
Yes, it's this little gang of evil... Yes. Dancing around Minister. Minister does start sounding like...
he's up for it.
Well, how to procure profit. My thought is always how to procure profit. So is there a bit of satire? Is this a specific corrupt person who is being personified?
I'm a feeling it could well be aimed at a corrupt priest.
Well, it could be, or a corrupt minister of... It could actually... I was moving away from a minister of the crown, but maybe, you know, this is... Of course, there could be both, because, you know...
We were just discussing,
you know, the clergy would be holding... Could be holding high office. Anyway, let's move forward. So we had Simony as well, so that's good to note. I will check to see whether that's... Because I'm sure somebody must have exited. Anyway, Avarice, once again, has some corrupted dialogue on the next page. There's three lines missing.
Right.
And then a little ignity at the end.
Which presumably is actually dignity.
It could be dignity. I
can't think what else it could be.
We'll go with ignity for the moment to hedge our bets. I think the next word is probably acuity.
Yes.
But... I deliberately didn't change it because it needs to coincide with the thing. Anyway, Avarice, you've got a slightly corrupted line.
Godspeed, you both great and small. Here have I brought, as ye may see.
Big pause.
Ignity. That serveth her in acute, but she would that verity were rid, and under the ground to be hid, that she might never more appear. and that people should her never hear.
People I do hold in my hands, surely, but I cannot overcome somebody.
My sister Simony shall retain, of her garments as to appertain, to a faithful and holy preacher, because that people shall take her, for verity seeing the clothing. But who discovereth her anything shall forthwith be punished, and in the fire shall be roasted, as St. Lawrence till he die.
So, we're having one of these very popular things of someone's going to dress up as somebody else and therefore will immediately be clearly Verity. So Simony is going to pretend to be Verity. If anyone finds us out, they're going to get severely punished.
Toasted.
Which is a little bit of a hint as to some bad things that are about to happen. Good luck. When Verity enters in a moment... Oh, somebody enters, re-enters as well. That's probably still Simony, isn't it? Yeah. This is interesting. Sorry, this is all good, useful stuff for me.
Works in progress.
Figuring out how this text works, because, as I say, I've got so little data to be going on. Anyway, Minister.
I will serve my Lady Simony, for I will seek none other mistress, such I may have profit and riches. I pass not of the firmament, Simony...
I didn't know. It could entreat? Be entreat. Yeah, yeah.
Entreat you I grant into the church. When that ye please, and you, Avarice, shall keep the keys always. So I think it reason.
Low, I think it reason.
It's written low, but it could be. It could be. I could have made an error there. I'm saying this to future Robert. So it's the idea that, yes, we're going to have someone in the church who can elevate my status later. So it's this thing of entryist. You're putting a mole in the church so that you can advance your career.
Need to put a mole in if you were already a minister there?
That's why I think it's a government minister, not a church.
Yes, I think it makes more sense.
It makes
that
more
way.
Sense. You wouldn't need to put Verity into someone pretending to be Verity into the church to do your bidding if you're already in the church.
I think he might be, just as you say, a government minister.
That's how it feels.
If you had a change of
Alan
rule,
is disagreeing.
You'd have
for the audience at home.
Yes, but if you had a change of rule...
Not entirely convinced.
Let's see where the rest of the text goes. So here they spoil, they espy, I think, is Verity. Avarice speaks.
Come, lady, over long season... have ye ruled in this majesty. Ye have put minister from his dignity. Your nest shall be no longer here. At once put all of you all this gear, for in it is convenient to declare people all our intent.
Massively fragmented couple of lines with a wuh sound. That's as much as we've got.
Wuh.
There's a wuh. There's a WH somewhere. Anyway, the rest of the speech, slightly corrupted, continues.
Confessed.
And absolved.
Absolved, yes. Confessed, absolved.
Confessed, absolved. And of ye...
Yes, that's all the lessons we've got now,
right.
Those two words.
And to our church he cannot be twist, except he do all our penance and satisfy it to the ordinance, as is declared in our canons, synodels, decrees and pardons.
Now, it says somebody... That must be Simony again.
I think it is, yeah.
So that's my error again.
Now, without any more delay, let us rid her out of the way, that this wife troubleth men's wit.
Let us cast her into a pit, and cover her so close and plain that she may never rise again. Do your duty, I you require.
Now, Deva might actually... might be a V in the Dewar there. It could be duty.
Or dire.
But I think, back in my head, I'm thinking that deva is actually a word.
I think it is. It's deva. What became endeavour.
Yeah, oh, so do so, your yeah. deva. Yes, oh, so yeah. yes. So it's just a contraction. Okay. So do your endeavour. Yeah. Okay. I think also possibly the Simony line, that this wise, I think rather than wife, I think that F must be an S. That this wise troubleth men's wit. I think that's...
Mm.
I don't think it means wise. As in
either
wise,
makes sense.
In this way. Well, that this way troubleth men's wits.
Part of the logic of saying if it was wife is that Avarice and Simony are both portrayed as being female.
Yes. Well, actually, no, I don't think Avarice is. I think Avarice, that's a typo early on. You'll notice in the first page, I am that she, but Avarice does get referred to as a he elsewhere.
Mm.
So I think that's a typo. I think Verity and Simony are both female.
Mm.
I think that's the gendering. Let's go from Simony again. I'll read Verity in a moment because you've already read two people.
Okay.
So go from Simony again, now without.
Now without any more delay, let us rid her out of the way, that this wise troubleth men's wit.
Let us cast her into a pit and cover her so close and plain that she may never rise again. Do your dever, I you require.
She ought to be cast in a fire. Why stand we so long about this matter? People should not hear her clatter of a long time, which maketh me merry.
The time is come that I did prophesy how that I should be hid many years, and that many would give their ears to lessings and vanities, to false doctrine and trumperies. That's not got more politically weird. alas, do you not see how the time is come very now of the warnings of Jesus Christ through the false prophets of Antichrist, the witch should come in false array, outward as simple sheep alway, and within wolves ravening, and then evidently giving their fruits, saith he, shall them declare, and their purpose what their hearts are. May the thistle good figs bear. Dot, dot, dot. So they're about to chuck Verity into a pit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not nice people. They're not good people. That's fun. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. Poor Verity.
Mm. Well,
there's a lot of action there. That's quite fun.
Truth is always the first casualty.
Absolutely. It's a substitution spy thing where they've got a body double who's, you know, come in and they kill the original.
Mm.
And they, you know, it's invasion of the body snatchers. Okay. Any other thoughts on somebody and others at this time? I quite liked that. Mm. I think that's a bit of a shame that there isn't more of it.
Well, quite, yeah. So, and it's difficult to work out what the overall scheme, the original piece would have been.
Well, it sounds like Verity's been in before and has suggested that, you know,
yeah.
I can tell your baddens because it's not, I did prophesy, so it suggests that.
I'm still thinking that this might relate more to Simony, which classically is defined as the sale of offices within the church.
Mm.
And features as such in Dante's Inferno.
Yes. Ooh. Well, yes, but that's why Simony is replacing Verity, because Verity is the
within
the church.
That's why I'm thinking of the clerical.
Would that be Elizabeth then, rather than?
Well, it could be Elizabeth or it could be Edward, because yeah. Edward was extreme Protestant. It went from Henry VIII. It went extreme Protestant with Edward.
Mm.
Back to Catholic with Mary, and then to
somewhere vaguely in the middle with Elizabeth.
Anglo-Catholic under Elizabeth.
So, I mean, it could be. I mean, I definitely, obviously, it's an infiltration of the church. Whether minister is a minister of the church, it makes more sense within the logic of what we've seen here, that minister is a minister exterior of the church, trying to infiltrate the church.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Replacing Verity, who is within the church, with Simony, who is a corruption of the church.
Sounds like a lot of infighting to me.
But I think
an everyday story of country folk.
But we are also, I think, probably overplaying the difference between the two in terms of, we're basically talking about corridors of power.
It's authority figures behaving badly,
yeah.
You know, which hasn't changed in millennia.
Because Avarice is probably a lord as well. As yeah. You know, they're all important people. wearing different hats and disguises, as again, but we won't make modern political references because they date really quickly on the podcast. And by the time this goes out, they probably will no longer mean anything at all.
If indeed they do now.
If indeed they do now. So,
I mean, I just wonder whether actually somebody is an everyman figure.
I wouldn't be surprised, but as we have so little of somebody, it's impossible to tell. I mean, it's such a crap title, Somebody and Others. I mean, so many of these fragments have these really crap titles, so that's got to go.
Well, if he was an everyman figure, he would be rather passive, and this somebody.
Oh, no, that's Simony, though. We've identified that somebody only has.
It's his opening speech.
Only has like nine lines in the whole play, and then he exits, so.
Yeah, the other two are mislabelings.
Yeah, that's my bad. Anyway, let us move on. I don't think at this stage there was anything more to say about that. Fun though it was.